This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a great guest today, Alan Charles. I saw his story. I watched a video about his life story, and he's got a new book, Walking Out the Other Side, which I have the transcript on my desk here, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to have a copy early and be able to read through it in this digital format. So, Alan, welcome to the program today.
Thank you for having me, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
Man, your story really, really touched me when I read through just the story of a journey from childhood to adulthood, from addiction to sobriety, from fearing life to living joyfully. And your book is quite a journey. It takes you to the rock bottom pretty quickly, and then rolls out of there with a lot of hope. And so you are the living story of that, from professional sports and baseball and harness racing. We were talking before the show started about Yonkers Racetrack, which I have been to there. My father-in-law has taken me there. So can you step back a little bit and kind of start at the beginning for us, share some highlights and then about your story of your life, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay. My life started out, as far as I knew, as kind of an all-American life. I had a mother and a father and a younger brother, and we grew up in Yonkers, New York, and, my dad made a living, and, we weren't rich by any means. We were probably middle to lower middle class, and, I had love in the house, and my life all of a sudden took a turn and fell apart when I turned 9 years old. My dad passed away. He had a business, and the business was failing. So when he passed, it was obviously tragic. I was 9, my brother was 7, and my mother could not deal with the loss of my father. She was left with 2 little boys. She wasn't, I guess, a very strong person in that regard. And she emotionally checked out. The mother that I knew after my dad died, she kind of checked out, and I fended for myself. And by the luck of the draw, I became the man of the household. And I literally became the man of the household. As I shared, my father's business was failing. So we had people, bill collectors, coming to the house looking for money. We had a guy, my father's car was behind 3 or 4 payments. And a guy knocked on our door a couple of weeks after my father passed and was looking for him. And I told him that my father passed. We don't have any money. He said, "Can I talk to your mother?" And I said, "No, I'm the person you have to deal with." And he just kind of looked startled. And he said that he wanted to repossess the car. And I said, "Well, if we give you the car keys back, will that make everything go away?" And he said, "Yes." So I said, "Well, I do have to talk to my mother about it. If you come back tomorrow, I'll have an answer for you." And then I went and talked to my mother later that day. And she said, "You do whatever you think is the right thing to do." And I gave him the keys to the car the next day. So I basically was handling everything. I had no guidance. I quickly got jobs because we needed money. We were on and off welfare. So I started getting newspaper routes. And then I had a Saturday and Sunday job washing tractor trailers. I was doing babysitting. And I can go on and on and on. So